and Nurse pulls on a third pair of gloves. She's wearing a hood with a rectangular window to see through, and is covering a plastic hood that comes with her bodysuit. She wears a respirator on her back that clears the air of germs, but that's the only place fresh air will enter. Beneath the smock of blue plastic, she secured the edges of her gloves to her suit using duct tape. There are also shoe coverings over her shoe coverings. Around her, hospital employees prep the emergency department for the patient's arrival. Someone sets up a curtain over an interior door and installs zippers so that people can pass through. They also spread a plastic sheet over the carpet at the main entrance. Emergency program manager with the state's Division of Public Health, Charles Pelton, says they are preparing for what's called a wet patient.
She's close to having vomiting and other things, and by designating her the wet patient, you probably may be aware that she will become a wet patient shortly.
The patient's role involves simulating whatever symptoms go along with her condition. When the ambulance pulls up, the patient climbs out wearing sweatpants and a tank top with red splotches covering her face, neck, and arms. There are dark circles under her eyes. Hospital employees escort her to a room where her two plastic-wrapped nurses are ready to examine her. The patient tells them she went on a mission trip to Africa about a week ago.
Does anything hurt right now?
Mental body hurts.
On a scale from 0 to 10.
During a break in her performance, Felicia Roberts goes over the contents of a few small bags she holds in her lap.
So this is essentially like vomit with blood in it.
What is it actually?
brownie batter with food dye.
Nice.
And then this is like watered down chili.
Roberts' character later passes away as a test to see how staff handles the remains. In a room downstairs, the incident command team keeps twists like these running according to plan. Pelton sits with his computer and cell phone in front of him, ready for the next email or text that comes through. He says the state of Alaska received a grant to train and prepare for infectious diseases like Ebola, which he says would be insidious in the case of an isolated community like Kodiak.
Because of the fact we've learned so much, we're able to take care of those things, we're able to practice those lessons that we've learned, so that in communities like this and in Alaska overall, we'll be able to take care of events like this when they come up.
He says after they complete the entire simulation, they'll decide on what they did right and wrong and how they can improve, and they'll share those results with hospitals in the rest of the state. The simulation in Kodiak continues over 2 days with two separate patients, one who will be transported to Anchorage. I'm Kayla Darroche.